When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
There's a bracket. Your team's not in it, though. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you, but they're not in it. I have the quintessential bracket packet that I have printed here. You can see this if you're watching the stream on YouTube or Twitch or wherever you watch these things. Men's tournament. Men's NIT. Women's tournament. Something called the WBIT. I think I worked for that station once. Did you?
WBIT. Yeah. Arkansas's in that.
CBI. Featuring two Arkansas teams. Mm-hmm. Little Rock and A-State. So I'm ready to go.
All of it you will throw in the trash on the way out the door today.
When it's in, when it's full filled out, I will. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Fill it out. Yeah. Toss it away.
That's right. Yeah. My bracket can be bought. And what I mean by that is whoever wants to fill it out, there's $5 in it for you to fill out my bracket in our little bracket contest. I feel a little bit guilty about this, though, because my name is included in the promotional material involving the bracket contest that we have on hitthatline.com. But I just like to watch the games. I don't, I don't like to obsess about the, if my bracket's right or wrong. I just want to enjoy the basketball.
Because you're not competitive.
That's right. I don't have a competitive bone in my body.
I was competitive. I was not competitive in this until I won it back-to-back years.
Yes.
So we're going for three-peat. Going to put up another banner.
For 23?
Yeah. And I've totally screwed myself on this. Last year, I just kind of winged it. I knew kind of who I liked. This year, I've put in a bunch of research.
Oh, you're toast.
Yeah, I'm toast. I'll be out in the first round. DQ's actually going to compete this year, not try and get a zero.
And, yeah, DQ's tried to lose them all.
Yep.
Every year so far. And this year, you're going to try DQ? Is that what?
Yeah.
No.
This is my year.
This is your year.
The year of DQ.
I'll win it.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what we got going on here, and we'll talk more about it as the week.
Do you want to do keys to the tournament? Dark horse picks. You know everything everybody else has done.
Yeah, let's do everything. Let's do everything else.
I think
has
we should.
Done.
We should just copy what everybody else has done.
You got any sound bites from the weekend?
I've
we can
got
play?
Some sound bites, but I don't think DQ will like them. Abner's been back at it. Send us some more stuff.
Oh, speaking of free stuff.
Yeah.
First of all, here let's get to this here. We got shirts.
Yeah, we did. Yep.
Someone called CRS.
Yep. Kyle brought that by
sent
today.
Sent us a shirt. Thank you, CRS.
Yep. We'll get those cleaned up and ironed up. DQ got a hoodie.
And then some little company you may have heard of known as Hewlett-Packard sent us a shirt. So way to go, Hewlett-Packard. So thank you for sending us your shirts. And again, we'll wear anything.
Absolutely.
Free.
Absolutely. We'll get them cleaned up.
Jack's wearing a free shirt now.
I am, actually. Lurch just text me, said, hey, nice hoodie.
See, so isn't that creepy?
It is. It's a little weird.
I'm watching you.
Because the other thing is, like, you'll see somebody or somebody will say, oh, I watched the stream the other day. It's like, don't do that.
Yeah. And unlike the podcast, which we can carefully mold and craft into the best, the whole show's out there on YouTube.
Sure is.
Warts and all, even the bad parts. So we are screwed is what
even
I'm trying
the good
to say.
Parts are on there. Not most of it's bad anyway.
So we are screwed. And it's just a matter of time before one of these social media, social justice warriors gets a hold of some clip and we're finished. So, right. I mean, it's just a matter of
time. Take it out of context, please.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, something they say is, you know, super offensive or whatever, and then we're done. So it's just a matter of time. If you're tired of us, hold on. We're almost to the finish line.
We'll load
the
gun for you.
That's exactly right. We will load the gun and hand it to you. That's right.
That's what we do.
It'll be fine. So that's what's going on. Now, you can join us on the McLarty Daniel hotline, or you can sit there. I don't care. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. 866-285-4005 is how you can join us here on the McLarty Daniel hotline. That's how you can get in here and visit with us, and we can talk about the brackets, and we can talk about anything else that's happened here over the weekend in the wide, wide world of sports and otherwise.
I can update a story that we brought you on Friday.
Yeah.
The chug contest over at On the Mark.
Yes.
There were some ringers that came in.
Oh, I see.
I'm working on getting a name, but I am told that the guys that won were very experienced.
I see. Experienced chuggers.
Veterans.
Did they say how many people entered? That's what I'm curious about.
I'll tell you this. A friend of mine entered the contest, and he is from Wisconsin. He was defending, you know, the state of Wisconsin's honor. He got bounced in the first round. And he did it in our name, which, you know, was, I guess, seems right going out in the first round. But apparently there were a couple.
Should have been in Rick Barnes' name.
Right, right.
That would have made more sense.
So apparently some ringers came in and won the contest. But I'm working on names right now because, look, if you're in a beer chugging contest, you deserve some
well, we recognition. We strive for accuracy, as you all know, here on the Ruskin and Zach program. We strive for accuracy. Our friend here, Mr. Zachary, was sharing oxygen with one Samuel Pittman yesterday afternoon. How about that?
What a weird... It was a weird day to begin with.
You're gonna say what a weird guy because we have that
guy,
already.
Yeah. I went to the shortest St. Patrick's Day parade down in Hot Springs, and I had great seats. I was like right on the corner of the street, right at the end of the route, and like I don't know, a full hour before the parade starts, here comes Sam on a golf cart. He's got Mrs. Pittman with him, and they put him up on this stage, and they're just up there by themselves. And I felt like the whole time he was staring at me because I was around a bunch of shorter people and I was like shoulders taller than everybody else. So I felt like he kept just staring at me, but he was up there in a green shirt. So he's obviously going to Michigan State. And
are they open?
Give it time.
Can I tell you this? Can I read the text that was sent? You sent us this text and you said he's going to Notre Dame. He's wearing green, to which I said, take him.
No, absolutely not.
I said, thank you.
Best offensive line coach in America.
But what was weird was they just put him up there and they didn't even introduce him. Like,
well, they didn't want a chorus of boos to break out there at a festive
and
event.
I'm going to tell you this. The weakest hog call I have ever heard broke out.
Well,
They got through two and, like, quit.
And
they didn't even get to the Razorback part of it. It was like, whoo-pig, and they just
quit. Petered out after two?
Yeah, it was really...
That'll happen. Something.
Like, he's sitting on the stage and there was somebody from Yellowstone who was like the official starter. I don't know who it was.
Some man or woman.
Guy who's from Hot Springs.
I don't know.
Wes Bentley.
I don't know. He was in a cowboy hat.
He's not from Hot Springs. Was it Rip?
No.
Bentley went to Sylvan Hills. He lived all over the state. But
anyway, no. Then they had what's her name? Joey Lauren Adams.
Joey Lauren
was there,
Adams.
And then Emmett Smith. So I got to see Emmett, which was cool. But Sam is just sitting there the whole time. Just a bystander. Just
I see who it was. Forey J. Smith.
Yeah, that guy.
He's the older guy with the goatee in the bunkhouse on Yellowstone.
Oh, okay.
What is his name?
I didn't watch the show enough.
I can't remember his name. He's the old guy that runs the bunkhouse.
Anyway, it was fun. First time I'd ever done it.
Yeah,
it was a good time. But yes, I was probably 20 yards from Sam, and I felt like he was staring at me the whole time.
He wanted to kick your butt. That's what it was.
He had a drink in his hand. He was fine. We all did.
That's Lloyd
from Yellowstone.
Lloyd, yeah. Okay. He's the older.
I didn't know who it was. I had to have him explain to me who he was. I mean, it was just, to me, it was a dude in a cowboy hat.
Yeah. I don't think Listening to interviews I've heard, I don't believe Wes Bentley's coming back to Arkansas anytime soon.
Probably.
Just a hunch.
Probably.
I don't think he had a positive experience growing up here. So I don't think he'll be back.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
The tournament is here. Bet Online is your bracket headquarters for this season with the best bracket contest out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up to the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile device and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to Bet Online today and get in on all the action. Remember to use the promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here, I'm going to treat this like a golf tournament and just pick somebody and see what happens. Someone that I like with a decent value on the Bet Saracen app just to win the whole thing here. Like, for example, you like a New Mexico. Is that correct?
I've identified a couple of teams that I think have a really good shot to pull off the first round upset. And that's as far as I've gotten is just through round one. But New Mexico is one of them. Oregon's another one. I really like Oregon. The 11 coming out of there. And James Madison. And I don't care if it's Colorado State or Virginia. They'll beat Texas.
You can get ACC tournament champion NC State at plus 15,000 right now on the Saracen app.
They're not making it out of the first round.
Alabama plus 4,000.
That is a team that the quote-unquote experts say you should not invest in. I have them getting beat by St. Mary's. I love St. Mary's. Love me some St. Mary's.
SEC champ Auburn at plus 1750 to win the whole thing here.
Very trendy pick.
Yes. North Carolina at a decent value. Plus 1500.
That's not a good team. They've got so many flaws.
The favorite is obviously UConn, followed by Houston, Purdue, and Arizona.
Feel good about any of those? I mean, I feel good about UConn, and I feel pretty good about Houston. The rest of the field could be anybody.
I'm telling you, I'm going to flip a coin this year. That's how I'm going to fill out this bracket. I'm
you have as good.
Everyone says they're going to do it. No one actually does it. I'm going to do it. This is the year.
Why don't you just sit down and we'll set up the matchups. You can just do it with a blindfold on.
I'll also may consider letting the dogs pick the games.
That would be good.
Like, I don't know how I would do that exactly. My left hand would be like the home team and the right hand would be the visiting team or something like that. Because I don't know what I would do there. Okay, shut up, you pervert.
Well, you could do the thing where you put the two plates of peanut butter and one plate. I don't know.
One of the dogs doesn't like peanut butter, if you can believe that.
He's got a peanut allergy.
No, doesn't like it. Doesn't like cheese either.
Really?
Yeah, you know how you hide the pill in the cheese?
What does the dog like? Dog food?
Pretty much dog food. Yeah, that's about it. Yeah,
pretty much it.
I go home, the bowl's empty. I assume she's eating it. So, I mean, that's all you can do there. All right. Yes, we've got the tournament coming up here.
On the Hit That Line brackets, you don't have to have your entry in until Thursday. So you can
Thursday
know who,
at 11
you can know who the first four winners were.
I plan on waiting until Thursday morning to get all this sorted
I think that's fair.
Out here.
Make sure you know you got all the injury news that you need.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Take the ones in the first round. The ones, the twos, the threes. Mm. And you're probably going
to
win.
Unless it's Purdue, then you might have to hedge.
No. They're a team on a mission, Derek. You remember what happened to Virginia? They lost to University of Maryland, Baltimore
County.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Tony Bennett's a better coach than Matt Painter. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, you're a better coach than Matt Painter.
But you also
don't have a 7-4 guy in the middle.
Yeah.
The thing that bothers me.
You know how to beat them? Let him do whatever he wants.
Let him do whatever he wants.
And run the guards off the court.
Right.
They can't shoot.
Here's the thing about Purdue that I don't like is they lost to Arkansas. And I can't buy it.
In a game that doesn't count.
I don't care. You've still got... If they can beat you at anything, I don't care if it's tiddlywinks or whatever, you got a problem. You've got flaws, big flaws. I have not...
Another strategy is who'd they play? Wisconsin on Saturday. The big guy got a foul and then a tee in the first 2 minutes of the game and had to sit. That's another strategy. You don't get in a fight with him.
I don't put as much stock into the conference tournaments. Like Auburn's going to go in with a ton of momentum. They're not getting out of the. They'll make it to the second weekend. Wait a minute. No, they'll get beaten in the second round. San Diego State will beat them.
Dutcher.
Yeah, I love San Diego State.
You love the Mountain West.
I do. I've watched a ton of Mountain West and a ton of West Coast Conference basketball this year.
You're our West Coast.
I'm also
guru.
An authority on the SWAC.
Yep. How about that?
I am an authority on the SWAC.
Hey, we all got to be authorities at something.
Right.
Mountain West basketball on the SWAC. Grambling's never been in the tournament?
No,
is that right?
No, they're playing Montana State, I think.
Yep, that's right.
Montana State's a three-and-a-half-point favorite, if I'm not mistaken.
The winner gets Purdue and a chance to, again, shock the world.
Go home.
I don't know. Yeah, when is that? That's Wednesday's first four game. Tomorrow night, we get Wagner and Howard to start the whole thing off.
Robert Wagner? Ron Howard?
Yes, that's correct, yeah. Followed by Colorado State and Virginia.
Ah, here you go, Scott. Zach's right, Scott. I think the Mountain West is really good.
They did have a team in the championship game last year.
They did. San Diego State's tough. I love St. Mary's. I love the way they play. Yeah. And they're going to get Bama in the second round, and they are going to run circles around Bama.
I enjoy, the little tricks that the committee plays, for example.
Oh, there's some good ones. There's some Easter eggs in this year's tournament.
Yeah, the little Easter eggs that the committee puts in there. For example, Texas A&M and Nebraska.
Not only that, not only are they matching up in the men's tournament, but the women's tournament too.
Texas A&M just hired Trev Alberts as their AD from Nebraska, so that's cute. I don't know if anybody found this one, but I was drawn to this immediately. There is a possibility of a second round matchup between UConn and last year's darling Florida Atlantic. Dusty May.
Northwestern's going to win that first round.
It's a possibility.
Okay.
It's a possibility.
Let me give you another. If you are in one of these pools where you get the bracket and you have to handwrite it, the 8-9 game in the West, just write MSU.
Oh, look at you can't lose.
You cannot
lose. It's Mississippi State and Michigan State.
That's correct.
For those of you that haven't looked at the bracket yet, look at that.
Just little Easter eggs here and there that you can find.
You know, that's what I do because I have big handwriting. I just write MSU that situation, so I can't lose. Well, you know you're getting that one right.
Mm-hmm.
You may get them all wrong, but you're getting that one right. That's a very useful tool right there.
I spent a lot of time on the bracket this morning.
Is Colgate going to beat Baylor? I think so.
Colgate, here's the thing. Baylor's 64th in defense. Colgate's really good. They can shoot the lights out, but if they're off, they have no chance.
But what's their KenPom say?
I don't care.
KenPom.
Derek, I've watched a lot of Colgate basketball this year, and I hate admitting that, but man, when they're
shooting. What league is that? The American East? The Patriot League?
They are in the Patriot.
The Patriot League? Oh, look at that.
If they're shooting right, they can hang with you. Baylor's got better athletes. So one of my iterations this morning, actually, Baylor going to the Final Four. Because I think that bracket, that region is going to be an absolute mess.
What about your mother's alma mater, Duquesne? What do you got?
They've
got a BYU in the 11-6.
I love BYU. I love BYU. I like BYU to win that one, and I like them to beat Illinois and go face UConn.
Ooh.
Or excuse me, Iowa State.
Do you think Iowa State's not going to crap the bed in this situation? I feel like they will.
Here's the thing, is they've got South Dakota State in the first round. They should win that
game. Jacks.
They should win that one. I think Drake's going to beat Washington State in the game in that 7-10.
Yeah.
And then they'll get Drake in the second round and they'll boat race them. So their path could be very easy. They could get to the Sweet 16 just by default.
Okay. Could.
Could. If you're looking to invest heavily, McNeese State, man. McNeese State.
Will Wade, huh?
Yep.
Okay. How about that?
Jason Carroll has texted in. He says that I'm crazy about BYU. You know, Jason, it's tournament time.
That's his Big 12 bias.
Right. You know what? You're upset, and I understand. I love BYU. I love BYU. I love New Mexico.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. And St. Mary's. I think St. Mary's can get to the Final Four.
It feels like your picks are all a little West Coast biased here.
Well,
that's what it feels like.
Well, now hang on. UConn's getting to the Final Four. I'm absolutely certain of that. Houston's getting to the Final Four. I do like Texas Tech, and I like Marquette. I'm sort of working through the second round right now, getting all the way through it. But I like Marquette. I've got it down to about 10 teams I think can win it. BYU not one of them, Jason. So relax. I just like BYU to beat Illinois because I don't trust Illinois. At all. Wow. Actually, I don't like the Big Ten or the MAC. I always they're all going to get bounced relatively quickly.
Mm. Nobody trusts Tennessee, do they? Nobody out there, right? Man, nobody?
Here's the thing, though. I mean, St. Peter's, great story a couple years ago. Great story going
Kentucky.
To the Elite. They did, but they're not going to beat Tennessee. And then the second round, it's Virginia. That's going to be, God, you know when you used to be able to turn your TV down to black and white? I mean, that's what you're going to want to do in that game.
Is when you can mess with the vertical hold.
It's like Virginia and Texas and Tennessee. Ugh, that's a lot of orange. But they're going to run into Creighton, and Creighton's going to beat them.
Sanford's going to beat Kansas. There you go.
That's a very trendy pick. I was looking at
Then I don't want it.
Well, I was looking at a couple different websites and, you know, what some of the picks were. A lot of people think because Kansas is playing without or played in the Big 12 tournament without two of their best players that they're struggling, and they are. That's a very, very trendy pick. I think Samford will lose to Kansas, but then I think the Zags get Kansas.
Let me give you another one. Mm-hmm. Vermont's beating Duke.
You know what? I wouldn't be stunned. I wouldn't be stunned if that. The Catamounts are tough.
They're also going to have the crowd on their side. It's in Brooklyn. All the UConn fans are going to be rooting for Vermont.
All right. Hear me out on this. You talk about venues, and venues do matter because fans travel. It makes it feel like a home game. Nevada. And I know this is going to stink.
Where are they playing at?
They are in the 7-10.
Oh, it's Salt Lake. Oh, okay.
Playing in Salt Lake. They will get Dayton. Dayton's not very good. Then they're going to get Arizona. And they're going to the Sweet 16.
Nevada in the Sweet 16.
Simply because of where they're playing.
Look at that.
Nevada to the Sweet 16.
That's some news for
Steve Alford has now usurped Mus. At least in 24.
I see.
I don't know. Everything's possible.
Is that future coach of the Louisville Cardinals, Eric Musselman, you're talking about there?
You know when you
possibly
you get a toy on Christmas morning and you're just like really, really excited about it? This is what I'm doing right now is everything's possible.
Yeah.
And I'll settle down tomorow because I got the championship to defend.
Two of them, actually.
Yeah, back to back with the wrong years on my banners. But I will. I love BYU. I love BYU and I love New Mexico. Yes, I have a West Coast bias.
Who do you like in the LSU North Texas NIT game?
Well, now, I liked LSU until they just started falling off. They fell off the face of the earth. Give me North Texas, Chuck.
All right. Okay.
Give me the Eagles.
He wants the Eagles, folks.
Give me the
North
Eagles.
Texas?
Yeah.
They're the Mean Green.
They're not the Eagles. I'm sorry. Who am I thinking of?
I don't know. We have this other piece of information to pass along to you. Richard Simmons has tweeted that he is dying. So that's all we know.
Do what you want with that piece of information.
Yeah. He says he's dying. Richard Simmons is 75 and has been a recluse for many years and now has gone to social media and said that he's dying. So do what you want with that piece of information.
It's from his official account, and there are several. I mean, it's like 12 texts in a row.
Where else are you getting that piece of information?
Right.
Not anywhere else. Just here on Ruskin and Zach.
There you go. Somebody was requesting
Do you have Richard Simmons in the pool? It's 25 big points right
now. I don't.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
You missed the boat there. Probably. Okay.
Has texted in. This is him, not me. Yeah. Will there be a fake fair catch in the North Texas game? You know, BE.
That is targeting right there.
Send it in, Jerome!
Ethan and Atkins pointing out the obvious. Technically, we're all dying.
Thank you.
That is fair. Yes.
Thank you.
Can't argue with that. We're all dead. We're all dying.
All right.
All right.
Way to ruin the tournament talk with Richard Simmons, but okay.
Steve Alford.
Yep.
The most punchable face in college basketball.
Ooh.
1 year. Remember that?
1 year, yeah. But not that. Wait, nobody's seen him.
Yeah. No.
I mean, I have because I watch a lot of Mountain West.
What about, dude, Richard Pitino has a punchable face out there in New Mexico with your other darling of the first round.
He's a good coach.
No, he's really not.
He is. He is a really good coach.
He's not.
He is. He is a...
What evidence do you have to support this?
He is 26-9.
That's 9 losses. That's not
it's 26-9 at that. New Mexico.
Yeah, well. Alford won't run out there.
What are they? They're Nevada's 26-7. A lot of really good records. You know, things to watch. I don't know. JMU, McNeese. Do you ever watch the Southland Conference? And I have.
No one has.
Oh, I'm the one. Yeah, you know, they got the little thing, one viewing. It's me. I watched a lot of McNeese basketball. I was very upset that Texas A&M Corpus Christi didn't get in. Another quality team.
And honestly, most of America was outraged at the omission. Did they get into did they get in the NIT?
Who?
Corpus Christi.
I don't know. I think the NIT has run its course.
Well, they're not in the CBI.
I mean, we've got teams now declining to go play postseason basketball.
Yeah,
you know,
boy,
once you don't make
Tom
the
Crean
dance.
Tom Crean is pissed about that. Too,
Tom right? Crean 5 years ago didn't want to disgrace Indiana's court by playing in the NIT.
That's fair.
Okay, so you can't talk out of both sides of your mouth.
Corpus Christi not in the NIT, I'm afraid to report here.
Mm.
So,
what about San Francisco? Did they get in? That's
into,
another good team.
Into
out of
what?
The, into the NIT. That's another good team out of the WCC.
Yes.
Yeah, they're really
good. They
play
Cincinnati.
They're really good.
Yeah. You like the Dons.
So. Oh, now, Bruce in Nashville, Arkansas, that is, calling his shot.
What he said?
Will Wade to Louisville.
That would be something.
That would be that would make perfect sense.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be okay.
B.E. says Will Wade looks like he goes through the drive-thru, gets two meals, and eats both before he goes home.
Oh, he doesn't pay it forward. He just just gets both meals.
Yeah, I was looking at the NIT field for the men, and I mean St. John's isn't going, and
nope.
It's like
OU's not going.
St. John's and Pittsburgh both should have gotten in, but that's a topic for a different day.
Well, sounds like a topic for today.
Pittsburgh was like 41st in the net and didn't make it.
St. John's was 32nd,
and I'm saying it. That's what I'm saying. I mean, these are two power conferences, and they didn't get in. Now,
maybe they just don't like Rick Pitino. Maybe
like NC State probably is the one that bounced. Pittsburgh.
Well, that's right. I mean,
so
there were some bid stealers out there,
yeah.
Including Temple getting all the way to the American Finals with a losing record, and mm-hmm. they lost to whoever it was. Not FAU, but the UAB. Andy Kennedy stole a bid.
FAU plays in a cupcake conference.
In the American? Apparently, fans wear their swim trunks to the games.
Oh, yeah.
See, if I'm Dusty May, and... you know, all things are considered. Like, they've got a fun thing going at FAU. I wouldn't take the money and go to one of these big places. I'd be like, you know what? I'm hanging out in Boca.
Why do you think Pitino's at St. John's?
Right.
He
buried his money a long time ago, unless the divorces got him. Then that may that
JT
may
points
all
out
that.
Indiana State had a net of 28, but they don't play in a Power 5.
Right, and they got that guy with the goggles on that everybody wanted to see
they
play.
Liked, yeah.
He was going to become the darling of the tournament. And now this... this guy from Nebraska, they say is going to be the darling of the tournament. What's his name? Komenaga?
Yeah.
Yeah, they love him, too. He's
the guy from Revenge of the Nerds, Kobayashi?
I don't know.
No, he's the hot dog guy.
This guy looks like in his motion, like he looks like Steph Curry out there. And he shoots it from like 40 feet away, too. They love him in Nebraska with the Fighting Hoybergs. But you know, who do they have in the early round? Oh, it's A&M. Oh, yeah, they're beating A&M. A&M's...
That's the Trev Alberts Bowl.
Yeah, that is. That's right.
I think that's fascinating.
I would like to see Komenaga, please, moving on to the next round. Okay. You can join us here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline.
Or don't.
866-285. 4005. You can also just sit and listen quietly. That is also your prerogative.
You know, you
this is still America.
You like Stetson.
Yeah, I do.
Do you think anybody's watched more Stetson basketball than me?
I don't know.
They were in the same conference with Iona and Siena.
Oh, in the MAAC?
Watched a lot of Stetson. They ain't beating UConn. Mm.
I like the Hatters.
Okay. All right.
The Mad Hatters.
Take whatever points they're going to give you, and UConn will still win it by double digits.
Well, I'm not taking points. I'm just writing a name on the bracket.
Okay. All right. I'd take the points.
Wouldn't it be the funniest thing ever? Like, everybody's like, oh, UConn. And then they lose to a 16 on their first day. That'd be hilarious. Well, it won't be the first day. They play Friday, but whatever.
It also wouldn't be the first time the 16's beaten one, but that one won't happen.
It'll be the third time.
Now, you want to sell me on Purdue losing in the first round again? Okay, you can sell me on that. Or North Carolina.
Come on, Grambling.
North Carolina, fine, but not UConn. Not Houston.
North Carolina got, Howard or Wagner. Yeah. Okay, yeah. You don't think Longwood's going to get it done?
I don't think Longwood should get off the bus.
Wow. Okay.
That's going to be a pissed off Houston team.
Yeah, maybe.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
Joe Navoca is up next on the McClarty Daniel Hotline. Right. Joe.
Good afternoon, guys.
What's up?
I hope you're well. You look well.
Trying.
No, man, we're trying.
Yeah,
best
trying.
We can do.
And about Musselman, I hope he stays here. I don't know who we could get better right at the moment. He had a bad year. Sometimes you have a bad year, you know. Let's give him a chance. See what happens. I definitely don't want him to leave. And anyway, there's been some developments out here on by where I live.
Yeah, they're
building. They bought up like 35 acres over on the north side of me. It was all farmland and pasture, and they're going to put in 35 houses on it.
You're getting and neighbors.
They're selling the lots, just acre lots, cost $89,000.
Wow.
Just for the lot. Anyway, I'd like to warn anybody that's buying one out there. I've lived here since 1985. I bought my acre and a quarter for $28,000 back then. But they used to bury tires and batteries back there for years. And the EPA had it closed down, and they've done some kind of, they hauled out a bunch of tires, but I don't know. Just, they couldn't sell it for years, and all of a sudden it's all sold. So it's kind of funny, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But anyway, getting some good stuff out of it. They're putting in a new power lines on the other side of the street. They're not in front of my property, but all the way up to mine. And I asked the guy if I could get some of them the old ones. He said, yeah, sure. So they make some good fence posts.
Yeah.
But anyway, the Hog baseball team sure gave me a good lift this weekend. It's nice to see Missouri just totally what do you call it, castrated? one run in three games. Yeah, yes. They got outscored 20-something to 1.
No.
Wow. All right.
Good old-fashioned castration. That's what that was.
Yeah, I used to do that. We did that all every spring. It ain't fun, believe me. But
no, it's not fun for the castree either.
I so want to
No,
add.
They don't like it either.
I wonder why.
Wild.
I used to go to school when I was going down to Fayetteville. My dad said, you bring all your buddies up here, and he'll give them free beer and free wine, or not a dinner to help them, herd up the cattle and take them down. Well, one of my buddies says he's going to take this one cow down by himself. He was determined. Well, he got it down. He was fighting it, and it kicked him in the face, and he finally got it down. And my dad said, "Hey, Paul, it's a heifer." She don't need castrating, but anyway,
Joe.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Joe. That is a vintage Joe and Avoca call. And
wow.
Keep in mind, this is video now. That will live on
forever.
Forever.
Nothing we can do with it.
Forever and ever. Amen. There you go. Joe and Avoca.
Wow.
You're on Ruskin and Zach.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With 6 giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
I had a fun time at the game.
Oh, look at that.
No.
It was a great experience.
Didn't Arkansas lose?
Well, besides that.
Or maybe because of that, the DQ is terrible for recruiting in the program over there. All right, it's Monday at 5 o'clock, so Clay Henry is joining us now, the Hall of Famer, and we'll find out all the latest from the fly shop and everything else. Hi, Clay. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Did y'all notice the latest scheduled inductee to the Sports Writers and Sportscasters Hall of Fame?
I did. Zach was reading that to me earlier today. Actually,
that's what we do. That's what we do around nap time. As I read him stories.
That's right.
Do you start off Once Upon a Time?
Sometimes it really just depends on how cranky he is.
Yeah.
It can start off once upon a time.
I was cranky today.
Sometimes it sits your ass down. It's story time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Well, and also joins Charlie Jones, the late Charlie Jones.
Love Charlie Jones.
NBC guy, did NFL football. Had a law degree from the University of Arkansas.
Charlie Jones did?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's
I didn't
from
know
Fort
that.
Smith.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
Called my favorite game of all time, Charlie
Which
Jones.
Which one was that?
That would have been the 1993 Florida State-Notre Dame game.
Yes,
him and Todd Christensen.
Yep, one versus two, right?
You're right.
Right
yep.
around the corner
Classic
from Main voice. Street.
Yeah, yep. I think he did I believe he narrated 22 straight.
That's right.
Larry Foley did.
Yep.
And then we also are going to have a luncheon in Jonesboro and Charlie Cromwell and Dick Clay.
Yes.
And people in Northeast Arkansas, they consider Dick Clay, just about the same as Paul Eales.
Yep.
Just beloved. And unfortunately, he also passed. So, but we're gonna start taking this show on the road. There's so many people in the extremities of the state that, that are deserving. you know, probably have one in Texarkana, maybe some other places, because it, you know, the guys that are in the broadcast field like you, there's just so many that have done high school football in their towns for, you know, 30, 40 years in some places.
Right. Right. I watched, we got Channel 8 in Searcy growing up, so I know all really? About Dick Clay okay. and, you know, all that stuff.
Dickie
yeah.
Bird.
Dickie Bird. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. He is a,
I mean, if
the legend over
if
there.
If he didn't say it, it didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, he
and
was.
Charlie Cromwell was a great one, too, in the sports era, the Jonesboro Sun. Yep.
And of course, Grant Hall, as we yep. were talking yep, about, Grant. Is going
Grant's
into the
still
Hall.
Still kind of kicking around. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yep, absolutely.
Hey, Clay, we've got some business before we get to all the sports stuff. Did you get in trouble last week on The Rush for saying ass? Because I feel like that's our fault.
I think I was misquoted.
Okay, okay.
All right.
I mean, we'll stand up for you.
Yeah, we're Team Clay.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like maybe, you know, maybe that's our fault.
Is it? I mean, it's just as if you say I said it.
I'm just asking the question. I'm being told that this happened.
But you just said it. That's
yeah.
not, I mean, repeating it.
Well, that's
you can say. Well, that he said it. Well, now you just said it too.
Well, that's the whole like childhood argument when you'd use yeah. a bad word. Like, well, you just said
he
it
said
too.
It.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's how that whole thing went down.
It's so. Clear here. I just, you know, if you got in trouble, I just would. I will take the bullet for you on that one. That's our fault.
So one of our daughters once would slap her leg and yell, and then say the other one hit her.
Oh,
and then there's a handprint. There's a handprint. This is like age 5 and 6. They're one of them's 5. One of them's they're 18 months apart. So you're like, another one's like, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
And you kind of sooner or later you kind of figure out. Well, there's one that's kind of mischievous, and there's one that is goody two shoes. So.
A pattern of behavior develops.
It's kind of like. The three of y'all. There's one that is if she said she didn't do it, I believe her. But if you two say you didn't do it, I was like, that's probably a confession.
We've lost the benefit of the doubt with
that's when you start asking Clay. A lot of really pointed questions and they start
so
giving you all the information.
This has got to be a tough week for DQ.
Hmm.
Because it's spring break. And she
yeah.
no longer gets spring
yeah.
break.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is the
yeah,
first time.
DQ. How are you
she's
dealing
in,
with
she's
that?
In the, she is now in the adult world where there is no spring break.
Mm. No.
Right.
There is no off for summer.
Nope.
DQ.
Now, if she wants to schedule a week of vacation and give that up during spring break, but that would be silly.
Amen.
We don't want to go on vacation in spring break.
Yeah, grown-ups...
No, we don't go on vacation yeah. in spring break.
Right. Grown-ups that take spring break, it's a little weird to me, you know?
Silliness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
you got
Clay,
the rest of the year to do
Clay,
it.
Clay, where do you come down on cargo shorts?
Ooh.
There's a time and place for everything. If you're going somewhere and you need to put stuff...
Thank you.
...in them...
Yes.
...then you can wear them. But just as an everyday... I'm wearing cargo shorts. No. Why, she got on cargo shorts today?
No, she hates cargo shorts.
I don't like them.
Exactly.
No,
like
I don't
them.
Think
I like
they're,
them.
They are unattractive.
But they are functional. I'm not looking for attractive.
Don't just wear them because they're clean. If you need... You
okay,
know,
when did we
like,
pass
it's
that
like,
law?
It's kind of like...
Wait a minute.
She wouldn't ever wear waders
if
you're not going fishing.
When did we pass the law that you can't wear it because it's clean?
Well, I'm just saying that it's that's not the excuse, you know. You're kind of hard to reason with.
I'm just trying to get clarification
I mean,
on
how
this.
Do you do it? How do you do it, Derek? I mean, it's just day after day.
Well, I drink heavily, Clay, and that's
he's invested in a tequila company.
As he's invested in a tequila company. Yep.
Yeah, that's how that works.
I guess
that's
what George Strait did.
Mm-hmm.
Kodigo.
How's that working out
for him? It's working out
probably
great for
pretty
him.
Great.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, he has as much as he wants.
Yeah, that's right.
For that.
Yeah. The king. The king. All right. We've got Clay Henry here with us. Your drive home is powered by Mr. Sparky and Tex flying in here. You know, the wrestlers used to do that move, Clay, where they would pretend to be hit while the referee wasn't looking. And be like, hey, that guy hit me.
Yep.
You know, you got the referee's got his back turned. All kinds of shenanigans would happen when the referee has their back turned.
And they, you know, and I didn't like it when they pulled stuff out of their shorts. Don't go in your shorts.
No, that's cheating.
Yeah,
you can't have some brass knucks in there or something.
That one's going to come back to haunt
me. Yes, I promise you.
Yeah, that was...
I promise you, you'll hear that again.
Oh boy! I mean, but you know, Zach can be bought, Clay. You know, he can be paid to not make that.
That's a fact. Yeah, that is an absolute fact. I will be wearing my Hewlett Packard shirt tomorrow, and then my CRS shirt.
We all have a price.
Absolutely, we do.
I mean, it's like I knew a guy that had a beautiful house on the river, and I mean, it's just like, man, I'm at my place, never gonna leave. You know, whatever. The guy walked up, says, "Hey, I'd like to buy your house." Knocked on his door. I think he parked a boat on the river, walked up the hill, and then knocked on the door. And he's like, "No, this house is not for sale." "I know it's not for sale, but I'm going to buy it." "No, you're not." And he threw out a number, and he goes, "Oh,
oh, now that changes
you just
everything."
"Bought a house."
Yeah, congratulations.
I mean, it was a $1.5 million place, and he's like, "I give you $5 million," and he's like, "Well, you can't get a loan for that. It won't appraise." He goes, "I'm about to write you a check." And he did. Everybody has a price.
That's what Howard Hughes did. They were about to kick him out of the Desert Inn, and he just bought the thing.
He just bought the whole thing.
It's like, it's now.
Kick me out now.
All of y'all, leave.
That's right.
Hey, Clay, where do you come down on Somali Pirates? DQ, big fan of the Pirates.
That's not true.
Somali Pirates. You know what you do with the Somali Pirate?
Oh boy!
You put a laser on his forehead, and you call in. You call in the cruise.
Ooh!
All right. Now we're being told by DQ.
So I was actually.
Oh no!
Shared a room in a fishing tournament with a retired CIA guy. I was like, "Did you ever shoot bad guys?" And he goes, "That's boring." I said, "What do you mean?" And I mean, he was in Yemen. He was, you know, all over. You know, and. You know, years and years ago, and I was like, "Well, what do you mean?" He says, "You can just put a laser in and call in a cruise. You don't have to get very close to them." And they're gone.
Right.
I think that kind of stuff shows up on the news now, but I don't think it did.
There's a lot of people, you put a laser pointer on their head, they probably change their behavior pretty quickly.
Clay, we got a fishing question. You up for fishing questions?
I love this.
Absolutely.
All right. High Fat Carnivore has texted on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Will you ask Clay? His name is High Fat Carnivore. It's a long story. We don't have time to go down that.
That's a pretty good one.
Yep. Will you ask Clay what the presentation is for the cicada fly he mentioned last week? I'm wondering... It's top water? Question mark. That would
be
awesome.
No, it's a dry
fly.
Yeah, it's a dry fly. It is not a nymph. It's a foam fly, which means it's about 3 inches long, and I've cut it with a cutter. I've stacked 3 layers of different color of foam together and glued it together, then cut it out, and then tied some deer hair and some rubber legs on it. And when it lands on the water, it will just go plop, and fish will come up and, you know, and suck it down.
Okay.
It's a dry fly, like a hopper, like a grasshopper.
Okay.
I mean, they just fall out of the tree, and they just float on the water, and the fish come up. So you don't – the presentation is just get it out there and let it drift.
What was the big topic today at the fly shop? What were people talking about?
Well, it was – I mean, a lot of it was – there was an interesting conversation with the UPS driver. He wanted to talk about, you know – Eric Musselman, is he going to be back? You know, it's like, when, what, ask me something easy. I don't know. The Razorback questions at the fly shop, you know, I just kind of look puzzled, like, what?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I can tell you where to go catch a brown trout, but I don't know the answer to that.
You ever, like, deny that, like, you know, you Clay Henry, you go, no,
oh,
man,
that
sorry.
That happened 3 times today, and I never... It was just voice recognition.
Wow. Is it quite a unique
say,
voice?
Yes, that's who I am.
Yeah. So,
I said, no, I'm Chuck Barrett. And they look at you, and I said, no, I'm Clay.
You know, what's interesting about the, I was just thinking about this, about the whole will Musselman leave or whatever. The last coach in maybe any sport that I can think of to leave here for another job was, I believe, Ken Hatfield.
Yeah, he left, and so did Sutton. Sutton left for Kentucky.
But it's been like almost 40 years since that. That's what he said. That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. But yet it's still something that people are on the front of people's minds, I guess. I don't know. I don't think Louisville's that great of a job.
Does not seem likely to me.
But if a UCLA job became available, that would be where I would be a little bit curious as to what he would do. Gary Blair did leave here after the squabble over a few dollars. Yeah, that was, you know.
Well, I don't. Yeah, but I mean, that was almost like, man, he got run off, didn't he?
Pretty much, yeah. That's the way I always thought happened. There was, and then he won a national title to Texas A&M and got the court named after him. So did pretty good. I mean, yeah.
So, yeah, it also is always to me interesting. You know, when Dave and I've never done anything in men's basketball for anybody to have the court name. I mean, there's no Shelby Metcalf court or anything like that.
Right. Right. Yeah. Oh, okay. We got Clay Henry with us. So your drive home is powered by Mr. Sparky. Let's see here. Doug in Mountain Home says Hatfield was ran out of town.
I mean, you could say that. Yeah.
Yeah. What was that? Frank didn't like the way he was running the offense, or what happened there?
Yeah. I mean, well, I think fans didn't like it either.
Right.
I mean, it's the flex bone.
All that winning. All that winning they were doing wasn't fancy enough.
Oh, I mean, and I've heard this too. Well, the SEC, the Southwest Conference was down. Everybody was on probation. Give me a break.
Yeah.
I mean, went to back-to-back Cotton Bowls. I don't care. So I'm a Ken Hatfield guy. So I don't like these discussions too much.
Yeah, we liked him too. Coach
in school history.
We like him too. He came in here and spent time with us one day many years ago.
He is. The most accommodating, the nicest, so that was during my time at the Tulsa World. He was head coach at Arkansas. And so one week I'd go see Barry Switzer. The next week I'd go see John Cooper at Tulsa. Next week, Jimmy Johnson, Oklahoma State. And then the next week it'd be Ken Hatfield. He'd give me an hour every time. I mean, I just like, how good is this? And it was just, I mean, it was like you were talking to your uncle. It was just so good. And that's a little bit of a sore subject to me.
So did people think back then that like you couldn't run that in the SEC or what? Or they were just not, well, that offense, the flex bone or whatever.
Well, no, he was already, I mean, Jack Crow was the head coach when they went into the SEC. So he'd already left.
Okay, so that didn't have anything to do with people were upset about it. Okay, all right.
No.
Okay.
The irony is that Jack Crow was calling the plays, and they made him the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Or I say they. It was one man then.
Yeah.
He was about to get on the plane with Ken Hatfield to go to Clemson, and Ken is like, hey, I think there's a phone call for you. You don't need to get on the plane. And he was right.
Yeah.
He was going to be the head coach.
Yeah, Jack told me that they grabbed him on the tarmac and turned him right around. And he accepted the job. You know what's funny about, like, you know, the the flex bone won't work and all this kind of stuff? Nebraska ran it into the late 90s, into the 2000s. Ran that very similar offense. Won a national title. They actually won two national titles. Played for a third using that very same offense.
Yeah.
Clay, you know this as well as anybody. If you block it and you carry the and you don't turn the football over, you're going to win more games than you lose.
It's about players.
Yes,
it's about players. And if you got the horses, I mean, you go back and you know when you had Greg Pruitt and Joe Washington and Billy Sims. You know, it's Jamel Holloway and Thomas Lott. I mean, that was a tough playing thing to stop. I don't care. And it's if you didn't have them, it was a little easier to stop.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you go back and you look at what Ken Hatfield had, and, you know, guys like Barry Foster and Quinn Grovey. Man, that's tough. I don't care what offense you played with those guys. They're going to be they're going to score touchdowns. And then defensively, you had Steve Atwater and Wayne Martin. Give me a break. Those guys were studs. I mean, he had players.
He did.
He recruited those players. Yeah.
Yep. Let's see here.
I mean, Steve Atwater came here to run the Flexbow.
Right.
That's right. He was a quarterback when
he
got here.
He was a quarterback. And he was a great basketball player.
He couldn't throw, though.
Oh, no, he couldn't throw. I mean, it was like
kind of central to the quarterback thing.
It was like 30 minutes, and he was like, yeah, I think I'll go play defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is part of it, being able to throw.
I forgot that. Somebody told us that we had on one day, told us that Atwater came as a quarterback.
Yeah.
That's wild to think about. I mean, one of the best safeties in NFL history.
I can tell you another one. And you're talking about two of the greatest defenders in Arkansas history. And this is way before your time, but you can go look in the record books. Cliff Powell, you know, who was the middle linebacker, you know, in the shootout 69, you know, 68, 69. And he's, you know, like all-time tackle list. He was a quarterback at Eudora High School for my wife's father.
Really?
He was a quarterback. Yeah, I mean, and he ran on the, you know, the state championship 400-meter relay team. I mean, he could fly, but that made him a great linebacker too. Mm-hmm. But he was, he was an option quarterback in high school. So many great players were. I mean, it's kind of like if you look at a baseball team, and I'm talking about Van Horn's teams. All these guys were shortstops, when they were 14, 15, 16, 17. They might turn out to be pitchers. They might turn out to be center fielders. But at some point, they were the best player on their team, and they were a shortstop. Same thing with high school football. A lot of quarterbacks.
Yeah. Did you catch any of the baseball this weekend?
I watched almost all of it. And that's, it's one of my – I grew up as a baseball player. I was a baseball player before I was a golfer. Grew up at Ray Winder Field, bat boy, ball boy, whatever you want to say, concessions. Played a lot of baseball, and I just absolutely love to watch baseball. So, yeah, I mean, I came in from the river early Saturday to watch, and, just my schedule for baseball. Friday night, I thought that was terrific. And just I could watch these pitchers. And I was a catcher, so I love baseball from the center field camera. I mean, it's just to me, and it's so much better than watching in person to see from the center field camera.
Yeah.
Be able to watch the catchers and see what's going on. I'm not saying I don't like to sit, behind home plate. That's good too. But watching baseball with the center field camera is just delightful to me.
Yeah, and you get to watch all the movement and everything.
Absolutely.
And it's pretty promising. It's early in the year. It's the first of 10 SEC series, but you can't do much. But I guess they could have done better. They could have allowed zero runs in three games.
How about this? They could have thrown three no-hitters. That would have been better.
Silly. That's like Little League stuff.
I know
there.
It is. Yeah. But you go back to Hagen Smith. I think he threw like six no-hitters in high school at Bullard, Texas.
Did he really?
He did not play travel ball. All he did was high school baseball, and that's how they got him to campus. Because if he'd have played travel ball, I mean, he played Bullard is small school baseball, and just I feel sorry for like a 2A team hitting against him.
Oh, can you imagine that? Man,
we're coming in like, the low 90s in 2A.
Yeah. No,
and so he's done stuff like strike them all out. He's done that.
Yeah.
No hitters and strike out 99%, just like he did Oregon State.
Wow. Insanity.
Yeah, that's pretty rarefied stuff.
They hit this weekend. I mean, they were hitting the big flies this weekend.
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt he runs down Nick Schmidt this year for the strikeout record. Do you?
Yeah. No, he's got 100 to go. If he all he's got to do is stay healthy, because it's going to be – he's going to get, 12 or 15 more starts, depending on how far they go in postseason.
Right.
Maybe as many as 14 more starts. Well, it's 10 a start. I mean, that's an average game for him.
Yeah, that's kind of disappointing when you get 10.
That could be another 140 strikeouts.
Wow.
Yep.
He's just got to keep the pitch count down.
Scott Tabor is about to get passed too. Scott's my insurance guy. I like to call him whenever somebody passes him. But there,
yep.
But there's some records that will never be touched. I think he's got like 30 complete games or something like that. Well, nobody pitches a complete game.
No, you're not going to do that. Yeah.
I mean, he was doing 8 to 10 a year. Now, I will joke with him. There was a time when the Southwest Conference, there were a lot of places that they didn't have lights, so they would play 2 7-inning doubleheaders on Saturday. Well, you know, he'd get a complete game.
Yeah. Yeah. He is he's 97 from the all-time mark, if this is accurate here.
It's all SEC teams the rest of the way, and there's going to be some tough games. It's not going to be easy, but I don't bet on many things, but I might bet on that record to fall.
Yeah. I mean, he's less than 100 away with, like you said, still at least 10 and probably more than that starts left.
He's got that slider is a Steve Carlton slider that is a swing and miss pitch. And lefties throwing a slider, that's right-handed hitters, they feast on that.
Yeah.
But they can't hit it. The right-handed hitters, I mean, they're missing it by 6 to 8 inches.
Nobody has yet. Nope, they have not.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.